Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Let's start with Flashback Friday. 2002 is the year. Here we go.
Flashback Friday.
18 years ago, the biggest country song on this day was Drive by Alan Jackson.
Just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson, electric choke, a young boy, 2 hands
as a jam,
wheel.
As a jam. The biggest pop song was Nelly and Kelly Rowland, Dilemma. As a jam. Speaking of jam.
Come on. The
biggest thing in pop culture in 2002, the Tobey Maguire version of Spider-Man became the first movie to ever break $100 million in its opening weekend with $114.8 million. Also, there was a song I loved on the soundtrack. It was Nickelback, Chad Kroeger. It was Hero by Chad Kroeger with Josie Scott. It was awesome. Here you go.
And they say that a hero can save us.
Good, man.
Listen, I can hear the Nickelback haters all get their giggle in. That was the freaking jam back in the day. I'm just not going to hate because society tells me to hate Eddie. Okay? I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm not
okay.
going to.
Don't,
there's
don't
no reason.
Do it, then.
There's no reason for you not to like Nickelback. You can,
what are you?
There's no reason. No. There's no reason for you to dislike Nickelback. You can not like them, but you outwardly dislike them, and I dislike that about you.
I don't like that crap.
Okay. let's see. Amy did a shout out about my book and your podcast I'm reading here, Amy. Is that right?
Yeah, it came up. I mean, I felt it whenever we were having the conversation. I'm like, well, wait a second. My friend has a book about this.
All right, let me hear this.
So I just said, thank you. It's not that.
No, that was Nickelback.
Again.
All right.
Yeah, not that.
And here's the clip from Amy's Four Things with Amy Brown podcast.
My friend Bobby wrote a book called Fail Until You Don't. Fight, Grind, Repeat. Maybe you've heard of him, Bobby Bones.
Why are you laughing?
I recommend his book. That's
Wait,
been really
what's
helpful
happening here? Why do I feel like I'm getting made fun of? This feels like ninth grade again.
Wait, no, you're hearing it wrong. In context, it's that I'm laughing. Like, I just assume that everybody listening to my podcast knows you. And so the way that I said it was like, oh, yeah, my friend Bobby, maybe you've heard of him.
Who
Bobby
are you
Jones,
talking to here that's laughing at me too?
Everybody,
so I can be mad.
Oh, no, he's not. He's
Who
laughing at me and
Who
I'm saying it. Nobody's. It's my
Who is it?
Chase.
Identify them.
He's not. No. You, no,
the
no,
Chad
no,
Kroeger?
No. It's not. No, it wasn't. Okay. No, I was laughing of the way that I said it. But no, if you let the clip play, okay. I say...
Here we go. Here we go.
You want it from the start or from...
From the start's fine.
No, not from the start.
Yeah, from the start. I want to hear the...
No.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My friend Bobby wrote a book called Fail Until You Don't. Fight, Grind, Repeat. Maybe you've heard of him, Bobby Bones. I recommend his book. That's been really helpful for
a lot
of our listeners. And, you know, he has failed a bunch. And sometimes people refer to him as just, oh, wow, it's like young guy. Look, it just happened overnight. But he's been hustling since he was in his
teens.
Great
example of that.
I still feel laughed at. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
What? No, it wasn't laughter like that. That's so, I hate that you're getting it that way. It was really, maybe if you heard, we're obviously not going to play back the whole thing, but it just was so fitting in the way that I brought it up. It was like, oh, like a plug for my friend's book. And it was, never mind.
A lot of people have been listening to it on Audible, though. Honestly, I get a lot of people tagging me that listen to either one of my books on Audible, so I appreciate when you guys do that or buy the book.
I was thinking about that, Bones. Like, you actually read every word of your book. Like, that's
both.
Is that
them.
Weird to you?
Yeah, it's the only
crazy.
Time. Ever, it's the only time I ever read them back, Eddie. I never read my books back.
Yeah,
like I wrote them, edited them, like went through and then never read it back as a whole thing. The only time, because I don't want to read it, I don't listen to the show back unless I'm listening for certain things like specifics. And I read it back as I was in a recording studio. They took like 14, 15 hours each. And that's it. My second book, Fail Until You Don't, Amy makes an appearance in it.
In the audio part. Mm-hmm.
In the audio
well,
part.
Well, I mean, both parts.
Yeah, you
but
wrote
I
a
actually,
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess that's the part I read. I don't know.
Yeah, you read your part. You didn't read Stapleton's part, I promise. Yeah.
I should have said that. Now I know. Next time that you happen to just pop into my head when I'm recording something, I'm going to say, oh, and it's available on Audible, and you can download it and listen to it, and I make a cameo.
That's true. And every time someone listens to it, you know how much you get paid?
Nothing.
Correct. Love. You get paid on love.
Laughing now, Amy.
Guys, that wasn't meant to be. I thought it was a special thing that I
it sounds real special. Hey, my friend Bobby, we know all about that dork.
No. That is so. Oh, this just came across so wrong. Never mind. Forget I ever brought it up.
Okay. Hey, Ray.
You
Moon.
Were in good company.
Oh my goodness.
I was talking about the Theodore Roosevelt quote. Never mind. Just keep going.
All right. Hey, Raymundo, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I'm hearing that you're thinking about starting a business.
Yeah, me and Baser, you guys want to hear about it?
Yes.
So we actually just started it.
We didn't even say yes, really. This is Amy.
I
do
want to
hear it. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So we started this right as coronavirus and the quarantine was going down. So it's taken us a couple months to get it off the ground going. But we want to do spray tanning. So what my fiance did is she bought the actual pop-up tent. It was $100. And it would go into somebody's houses. And then we bought all the products. It's the sprays. It's top of the line. It's nice. You can get that Florida glow, California sunrise. It's very...
What's he doing?
and so we thought we got the idea because our apartment complex does everything: dog walker and babysitter. They'll mow your yard. They'll do whatever they want, but they don't have somebody that can give spray tans. And we said people like to go out and look tan and be happy. So why don't we do that? And then I would apply the spray tans for males. She would do females. So hopefully the business gets going very soon. And if somebody was uncomfortable with if a female needed me to do it, then I mean it. Okay. That's the thing. That's why we're a good team, me and Bay.
Okay.
I have.
So and then I said Bones, Amy. Like if y'all are fine, I can come over and do y'all. But
So you want to see Bobby naked?
Yeah, we get naked, Ray.
So and that's the thing. That for there's no lines and stuff, you would have to potentially be very close to nude.
Yeah, so Raymundo.
Yeah.
Because of some shows that I do, I get spray tans, right, at my house.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and boy. So she comes, sits up the tent. I wear my underwear. I wear like boxer briefs. I just roll them up, you know, a little bit and then kind of turn the flap down a little bit. But it's not something that you can be sloppy with. Like, you kind of have to put in your hours to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. So my fiance is a lot better than me. She's been actually doing it at home with me and her for years, but we finally got the pop-up tent. So that way we can take it in people's homes and make some money from this. And we do $20 a pop. We get some clientele. And I mean, that's solid side money, especially with the wedding. Help to pay for that.
Oh, that's what it's about. Okay. 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 Okay.
Yeah.
What if we did some kind of bet on the show next week where the loser had to get spray tan by Ray? and all you could wear was like a tiny man bikini. It was just the guys are up in it. It was me, Eddie Lunchbox. Maybe Scuba Steve.
I mean, you're
Steve.
Making Ray's dream come true right now. You know that, right?
And then
listen, as long as
what?
Yeah, it's just that $20 fee, and then that would pay for the product.
I'm not paying you. I wouldn't pay you.
I would not pay you a dime.
I would cover it though, Ray, for whomever. That's funny. What, Amy?
Like a long time ago, I had a business idea for Ray, but it never made it didn't even make segments that got rejected. Didn't make anything. Do y'all remember this?
We don't know what it is because it didn't make it.
Well, Bobby, do you remember the idea I had for Ray for his, you know, how he had his businesses that he was doing, like Turn Down for What and all that?
Nooner.
Nooner. Anytime I do self-tanner, I really struggle with parts on my back that I can't get myself. Like if I'm not getting a spray tan, I'm just doing it myself. And then I always have to call my husband in and help me to do my back, but sometimes he's not around. So I felt like there could be a business called placesyoucan'treach.com. And they show up and they fill in the parts where you can't reach. They'll rub the tanning thing on you. I thought Ray would love that. He didn't.
Huh. No wonder it didn't make even the cut one.
Why? It's a real struggle for any girl that self-tans. There are places you cannot reach.
Can you imagine?
And we need an app for that.
If you're the person that's like, what do? I reach places other people can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think
there's a big market.
Check out Movie Mike's movie podcast. I'm the guest this week. We talk about my three favorite movies. I say some controversial stuff. We spray tan each other, but we reached all the places all during the podcast. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just search Movie Mike, and you can hear that podcast. I think that's it. Enjoy today's show. Tim McGraw's on today. That's it. Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. Wash your hands. Don't get close to folks. You know how it goes. See you, everybody.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Now this is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to the show. Boy, oh boy, do we have a good one. Tim McGraw will be on later. We also will do the Friday morning dance parties. Also, everybody's here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
You know, a little controversy on my game show that I do on my social media. I do a game show called Super Easy Trivia. And I get 8 contestants. Some are listeners, some are friends, some are celebrities. And everybody just kind of competes against each other. And all the questions are super easy. And someone in one of the past episodes missed a very easy question because they're all super easy. They knew what they were signing up for. And they start blowing me up. I need to take the video down because they're embarrassed they missed the question. Amy, what would you do in that situation?
No. It's easy trivia, and it happens to all of us.
If I can say, they're playing for money. I give my own money to this thing. If they win, they win $100. So they can't play for money, and then when they lose, be embarrassed and then not. Because they would have taken the money if they won, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm shocked. That is, wow. So how did you handle it?
I said, hey, I appreciate you playing, but I can't pull the whole game for the whole week because you missed a question. You knew what you were getting into. That was basically what I said.
Wow. I want to know who it is.
I can tell you, and the question, I would tell you the question, but you could go look at an old episode. But my latest episode with Thomas Rhett is up. He's one of the celebrities in Super Easy Trivia. Just go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. You can watch it on my Instagram TV channel right there. Speaking of Instagram TV, I want to throw a shout out to someone who put up a nice little message about us. Her name is Hannah Romer, and she does, I guess, a blog about guilty pleasures, and she talks about us. But I was thinking, why does she got to be guilty about it? Why has it got to be guilty? Why can't you just be proud?
Well, yeah, because like that puts us in the same category as Real Housewives. And
I mean, listen, I'll take what we can get because it was very complimentary. Yeah. But this is from her Instagram TV. Here you go.
Hey, y'all, it's Hannah. I'm part of the MFan Advisory Board, and I try to hop on here once a week to give y'all some of my guilty pleasures for quarantines. So let's just get started. The first thing is a podcast that I've been listening to. I've actually been listening to it for several years now, but it's called The Bobby Bones Show. It is actually a syndicated country music show, but it is in podcast form, and I prefer it in podcast form because if you listen to it on the radio, you have to listen to all the commercials and all the music, and I really just like the show. If you love country music and you like pop culture and fun games and a show that just kind of radiates positivity, the Bobby Bones Show is perfect. It's also very kid friendly too, so if you and your kids are at home just doing homework or whatever, you can kind of have it on in the background. It's really funny. Something that I really enjoy listening to.
There you go. That's very kind of her to say. I'm not even going to be like, why do we have to be guilty? Or that I like some of the songs we play. Not all of them, but some of them.
Yeah.
But we're very appreciative.
That was really nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. And if you just organically put up stuff about us, we are so appreciative because they don't give us much of a budget, if any, for promoting what we're doing here.
Bobby Bones, come on.
It was just Tom Bergeron's birthday. He turned 65. I didn't know Tom Bergeron was that old. Tom Bergeron, Amy, what do you know him from?
Dancing with the Stars.
That's where I got to know him when I did that show. So nice. Mm-hmm. Really nice guy. He is the longtime host of Dancing with the Stars. He also hosted America's Funniest Videos for a long time. Did he go in after Bob Saget? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
That sounds right.
Yeah. He was really good at it. I will give you a show. Tell me the current host. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Amy, who hosts Jeopardy?
Alex Trebek.
That is correct. Lunchbox, who hosts The Voice?
What's that dude's name? Oh, Carson Daly.
Correct. Eddie, who hosts The Bachelor?
I keep thinking of the dude from, what was the one where the Catch a Predator? But that's
Hansen?
Not right.
That's it. Yeah, what was his name?
Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen. It's not Chris Hansen. Okay, it's not Chris Hansen, but go ahead. The Bachelor host is?
Does Chris work?
It does not. Now, Chris is right, but I need the last name.
Chris.
I just like seeing you squirm.
Dude, I can't believe I don't know that. Chris Matthews. No, not Chris Matthews.
He's from like Hardball.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, boy. Chris Anderson.
Chris Anderson is incorrect. It's Chris Harrison.
I'm such an idiot.
You're such an idiot. Yeah. Okay. Amy, back over to you. Who hosts The Price is Right?
Drew Carey.
Nice. I thought that was going to be a tough one. Good job. Lunchbox. Who hosts America's Got Talent?
I mean, it changes every season is the problem.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I mean, who is the current host?
Yeah, I mean, it was Nick Cannon. It was Heidi Klum.
I don't think she was the host. I think she was a judge.
Oh, all right. Well, the only person I'm going to go with Nick Cannon just because that's the only one I can think of.
Incorrect. It's Terry Crews. He's been the host for the last couple seasons. Amy, that makes you the winner on Name Your TV Host.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You want to see how many of these? Oh, there, sorry about that. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Amy, see if you can nail these. Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune.
Dana White and what's his name? Why is his name? Peter Ponder.
Amy's going through all the disciples. Okay, let's get through.
Hold on. Vanna White and Pat Sajak.
Nice. Pat Sajak is correct.
What up?
Who hosts Super Easy Trivia?
Bobby Bones.
Correct. Who hosts Survivor?
Well, I don't know that guy's name. I picture him.
Jeff Probst.
Oh, yeah, him.
I bet he's made a lot of money. Hey, Mike, do you look up the net worth of Jeff Probst? Who hosts Hollywood Game Night? This one you won't get, I don't think.
Don't know.
Jane Lynch. Who hosts Big Brother?
Oh.
The what?
Allison.
No, it's Julie Chen.
She's a news anchor, right? Was she?
I think so.
She's married to somebody in news.
She's married to the guy who used to run CBS, Les Moonves.
Something like
that. So you weren't really right, okay. But you were chasing something. Yeah.
I was chasing, like, the wife of somebody in the news, but then I was like, wait, no, she's in the news.
Mike D, how much is Jeff Probst worth?
$50 million.
From Survivor. That's his show. It's like Chris Harrison. That guy's worth a lot of money, and he's just on The Bachelor. Like, God love him, man. They found their thing and just drilled in on it. Wow.
Chris Anderson, right?
No, not Chris Anderson. All right, this is Kaylee Joe.
I wanted to wish my mom, Laurie, and my sister-in-law, Kayla, a happy Mother's Day, as well as my mother-in-law, Miss Jenny. I look up to each of them and admire them for all that they do so selflessly. Thanks to the frontline workers, and just hope everybody stays well and stays safe during this time.
I appreciate that call. A lot of Mother's Day shout-outs all morning long here on the show. So glad you guys called up and shared with us. All right, it is now time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
All right, here we go. So we got 5 fun facts from 5 all the way to 1, with 1 being the most fun. Here we go. Hit it.
Number 5.
So speaking of mom and Mother's Day, you've been in love with your mother's voice before you were even born. A study showed that fetuses' heart rates increase significantly compared to the voice of a stranger or even the dad.
Oh, poor dads. If they talk into the belly more, though, does... No?
I just don't think it's the same.
All right.
Number 4.
So bubblegum is pink because that's the only color of food coloring that the inventor had available. So pink it was. And now pink bubblegum is the most common color for gum.
What color would gum be, do we think, if it wasn't? Just like that gray color, like after I chew my...
Ew.
Yeah. Like I'll eat my double mint and chew a whole pack and it turns to that gross gray. Ugh. And I like pink for gum.
Me too. Like, what's your favorite? You're majorly into gum. So what's your favorite?
Well, by majorly, if you mean to eat a whole pack every time, that is true. Yes. I like the yellow gum. What's that called?
Wrigley's?
Oh, yeah. Wrigley's gum? Mm-hmm. It's not spearmint, though.
Mm-mm. No, it's the other one.
Yeah, the yellow Wrigley's. I like that. I can do a whole thing of bubble tape. At the first thing of quarantine, I put a whole thing of bubble tape in my mouth and chewed it. I'm good at gum chewing, but probably Wrigley's. What about you?
I like a Wrigley's, but some Cobalt peppermint one they have now. It's in black packaging with blue.
Oh, you're fancy and new and trendy. I just like the good old...
Well, I don't know how new it is, yeah. But that's the one I
you
love.
You said the word Cobalt. That's some kind of fancy new gum for sure.
Okay. All right, but it's Wrigley's.
Number three.
So speaking of inventions and things being in a certain color, Post-it notes are actually yellow because the people that were developing it, they were using yellow scrap paper that the lab next door had just left over, and they were actually trying to create a really strong adhesive, and it stuck to the yellow paper, and they're like, huh, this is kind of interesting, and so they developed Post-it notes.
Wow, it was an accident.
Total accident, and then that is why they are yellow, because that's the scrap paper they were using from the lab next door.
Number two.
So Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson were supposed to record an entire album of duets together in 1983, but Freddie Mercury backed out because Michael kept bringing his llama to the studio. And he had to call people and say, I'm sitting here recording with a llama, and Michael keeps bringing his pet llama, and I can't work in this environment. So he bailed, and they never did their album together.
He quit because of the llama?
Yeah.
And why did...
There's even proof of it in a documentary.
Wow, couldn't Michael just tie it up outside instead of bringing it in the studio? We almost had that album. Dang.
Number one.
So Richard Nixon got into politics by answering a classified ad. A group of Republicans in California, they took out an ad looking for someone new to participate in the congressional election. And he responded to the ad. And then he won the election.
Wow. Where they say, we're looking for someone who's not a crook. not a crook. That'd be me.
Right. No, but I mean, he wasn't even...
My Nixon
really...
impersonation is terrible, by the way. I did was lower my voice. I did nothing. And I did my face, which our audience cannot see, or you shake your face. Yeah. I am not a crook. Yes. Okay. And that's the number one most fun fact.
That is the last one.
Ooh.
Yeah. Did you think that was Freddie Mercury?
I thought the llama. Anytime you got a llama in the mix, it's probably number one. Just as a general rule.
Well, sorry. I just kind of figured, too, Richard Nixon just always wanted to be in politics. But he answered a ad in the paper.
There you go. All right. That's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay! Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Rapid City, South Dakota. A man was driving. He pulls up to a stoplight. And he's like, man, I think I got a flat tire. And he gets out of his car, forgets to put it in park, and gets run over by his own vehicle.
Oh.
Turns out he got also a DWI when police arrived.
Oh,
he was intoxicated.
Dang, that stinks.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
CASA is a great organization that helps out foster kids during their foster care. And so during Corona right now, it's really hard for them to see their kids. They've been doing some video calls and some phone calls, but they really haven't seen them face to face. So some volunteers in Vancouver, Washington, what they did was they got everybody at the CASA organization to get their cars and do a parade to go to every foster kid's home. They honked, they waved at their kids, and it was something special. And me as a foster parent, if they did that at my house, my foster kids would love it.
Yeah, and everybody loves a parade. Let's not forget, just everybody loves a parade anyway. But yeah, imagine a parade made just for you. That's really cool. I've done some work with CASA before. It's really a great organization. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You know, the Supreme Court's still going, Amy, right?
Yeah, going strong.
Yeah, just going on Zoom like everybody else is. And so while the U.S. Supreme Court held arguments remotely yesterday, you hear somebody flush a toilet in the background. It's the Supreme Court.
It's amazing.
The flushing toilet could be heard while attorney Roman Martinez was arguing in Barr versus American Association of Political Consultants over a question of whether the Telephone Consumer Protection Act of 1991's robocall ban is an unconstitutional content-based restriction of speech. It goes on and on, right? I just want to get down to the clip here. So here you go. Here's the clip.
Call your congressman and change these laws that apply to banks. And what the FCC has said is that when the subject matter of the call ranges to the topic, then the call is transformed, and it's a call that would have been allowed and it's no longer allowed. And so I think they're going to be saying, hey, call your congressman and change these laws that apply to banks.
That's so funny. And if all the Supreme Court justices are up, or even most of them, I know maybe Justice Ginsburg wasn't, not sure when this was, but you just don't claim it, and they'll never know, right? You just don't claim where the toilet came
know.
From. Because you can't, if there are nine people on, or how many attorneys are on, your butt probably puckers so much when you realize that's your toilet that's right down the hall, and you just keep on trucking, going through. Isn't that hilarious, though?
So hilarious. Funny.
Speaking of those robocalls, I have a landline at my house, because doing the show from my house, I need a landline. No one has this number. That I don't know the number. The number basically doesn't exist. I get calls on this thing all the time. Somehow, I need a warranty, and I hadn't even bought anything with this phone number. People are like, we're calling to get you a warranty on your on your car. I'm like, so I don't know. So hopefully the Supreme Court throws everybody in jail who's calling me on my phone line. That's what I take. And the toilet was super funny, right? There you go.
The Morning Corny.
What do clouds do when they become rich?
What do clouds do when they become rich?
They make it rain.
Nice.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Tim McGraw.
Tim, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Are you home right now?
No. You know what? We were set up. Everything was set up at home. They'd come in, cleaned everything, left, and then the storm came through.
Oh, yeah. Did you lose power?
Power. Yeah, I didn't get power to back till last night. So we had to make the decision during the day yesterday. So we had to hide in one part of the house and have everybody come in and clean get everything out, and they go set it up somewhere else, and then they put me in this sort of hermetically sealed place downtown.
So. I still have a power line down in my yard.
Do you really?
Yeah.
But you have power.
now we had it, and I think I live somewhat close to you, and we had it, and it came back for a second and then went out again. But we have it. We're good now. Everything's good. So your new song, which we started playing today for the first time, we had a little world premiere of this song called I Called Mama. The question I want to ask is, because it's coming out right around Mother's Day, obviously, with that on Sunday, how long ago was the strategy put in place to hold this song until Mother's Day?
No, it wasn't. You know, I cut it before all this happened. I recorded it. Then we got the mix. We finished mixing it in the middle of all this, like three weeks ago, maybe something like that, 4 weeks ago. And we actually had a couple of songs that were in the running to go that we were going to go next with. And then when this one came in, everybody just loved it so much. And we felt like it sort of spoke to the times that we're in. Felt like maybe it was comforting and cathartic in a lot of ways. And of course, Mother's Day was coming up. That sort of just happened because it all fell into place at the right time. But the song just really just kept raising its hand saying, this is the one that needs to be. This is the one that needs to be. And, you know, the label loved it. Management loved it. Everybody loved it. And so it ended up being the song. And, you know, the cool thing about it was, you know, Lance Miller, who's a great friend of mine, is the co-writer on this song. Lance and Jimmy Urie and Marv Green. And Lance sent me the song, and I think it was Jimmy Urie, but just played the work tape the day they wrote it. He sent it to me, and gosh, it tore me apart when I heard it. When I tried to sing it to Faye, that made me cry when I was trying to sing it to Faye. And then when we recorded it, I thought, yeah, this is really good. It sounds great. We got a great track on it. And it felt like I'm singing it pretty good. And then when it mixed, it just really came. It's one of those things that just sort of, when it came together after the mix, it sort of became magical to us, and everybody loved it.
Got Tim McGraw on now. Hey, you mentioned Faith, and you played the song for her, and you cried, she cried, everybody cries. I'm surprised that you still will grab a guitar and play a song for, and you guys, that's still a thing with you guys.
Yeah, you know, that's certain. You know, during this time especially, is we've done that a lot more than usual. Breaking out the, you know, my guitar skills have sort of waned over the years because I used to play all the time when I first started, and when I first band, I played everything, and I still play, you know, I still play on stage, I still play a little bit, but I don't play nearly as much because I told myself as soon as I could afford to pay somebody that plays better than me that I wouldn't play anymore, and that didn't take long. But I've been playing a lot more during all this time and going back and doing like old Gene Watson songs and Merle Haggard songs that I loved growing up, so that's been a fun thing. And Faith and I sitting around singing together has been pretty cool.
I saw your daughter on Instagram. She was volunteering, I think, with CMT, and they were, giving groceries to folks.
Like the front lines. Yeah. She's been really, really big part of that and really doing well. She's gathering up so many folks that are going to do some performances for CMT online to raise money for the cause. And it's a great idea because the restaurants get a chance to keep their people employed and to make money and to survive by making these meals for folks because of the donations. And then they get to deliver the food to the frontline workers who are doing all the work for everybody and really putting their lives on the line to keep everybody safe. So it's a great thing. And she's really doing a great job with it. I'm proud of her.
Well, yeah. Gracie, who turned 23, does she still think you're cool, or does she think you're cool again? Like, how does that fall with a 23-year-old?
I don't know that anyone have ever thought I'm cool. I think they think I'm pretty typical, just dad. I don't think they've ever thought I'm cool. Hopefully, the older they get, the more cool they'll think I am. But by the time they think I'm cool, I'm going to be too old to be cool.
Well, you just had a birthday last Friday. I had a quarantine birthday. What'd you do on yours?
Not much. Just hung out with, you know, we had Maggie was in town. She was in town with us for a while, and her boyfriend, and Audrey, and Faith, and we just kind of hung out. We cooked, had a great time. We didn't do a whole lot.
I was watching the thing when you were singing on TV, and you're at your pool, and it was the iHeartRadio, singing.
Oh yeah, the barbecue thing.
Yeah,
I was sitting on the diving board. Yeah.
I mean, how long does it take to clean that pool? Because that is that's a prize right there.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be the pool wasn't supposed to be that big, and I don't clean it. I'm too lazy. But it wasn't supposed to be that big. But when we built our house, we were way away from any kind of water lines. So that was part of the codes. We had to have something that they could put their hose in and be able to put a fire out. So the codes had made it twice as big as it needed to be.
Holy moly! Yeah. Well, happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tim McGraw's on us. Yeah, I had a little birthday too, but and I turned 40. I had you know what we did? We
I did too.
Yeah, both of us did. Look at us. We're both. We ordered Cracker Barrel. We got picked it up curbside, and by the time I got back down here to my part of town, it was cold. But you know what? I'm safe. I'm happy. Everything is good. And you look pretty. Hey, let me ask you about that real quick with your health. Are you still working out every day at home, like same rigorous schedule?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not quite as hard. Luckily, I mean, I got on a schedule where I was working hard because I was getting ready for rehearsals and stuff for touring. And so I'd already sort of stepped my schedule up, so I just backed it down a little bit. The one thing I am doing is taking more days off, like 1 or 2 days a week I'll take off. You know, I used to not do that, but it's been good, though. I'll step it up a little bit when I Faith cooks something really good, then I'll step it up a little bit the next day or get ready for it. But I'm trying to take it a little more easy.
Tim McGraw's on with us. He's got a brand new song called I Call Mama. He said this one hits him. So first time he heard it, he was like, this one hits it. Speaking of that, did someone ever send you a song and you're like, you know, I think I may cut this. And then you go, it's not for me. And then someone else cuts it. Is it a big smash?
Yeah, it's happened a few times. I mean, and every now and then a song will come along that I'll think, man, this is a really good song, but I'll hear it for somebody else and send it to them. That happens all the time. Not all the time, but it's happened several times. A song's got to be, I think one of the things to being a decent artist, I guess, is to know what works for you. And there's songs you'll never hear that didn't work for you, too, that'll never show up that I tried.
All right. Well, it is good to see you. Glad you're healthy. I love when you put out new music. You know I'm a big fan. I love
Thank
it
you,
that you just keep pumping them out and just hit after freaking hit, man. So tell Faith I said hello. Tell everybody around the house said hello, and hopefully we get out of this. I'll see you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Bobby. Good talking to you.
All right, Tim. See you, bud.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Hope all the moms out there have a great Sunday. It is Mother's Day Sunday. Here is Diana from Rapid City talking about Mother's Day.
I wanted to give a shout out to my daughter, who's the greatest mom on earth. She has two little girls. She's juggling a full-time teaching job at nursing school. She's also in her master's program, and she is amazing, a great mom. And I just wanted to give her a shout out. Her little babies are Clacy and Cameron. Thanks so much. You guys have a beautiful day. Happy Mother's Day to you, Amy.
There you go, Amy. Got you a shout out in there, too.
Thank you. So nice.
Thanks, you guys, for calling the voicemail line. 877-77-BOBBY. We'll be playing a lot of those throughout the morning. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton have finally closed on their very first house together, a $13.2 million estate in L.A.
Oh, a little starter house for the couple, huh? Only $13.2 million. That's good to see the young couple getting out there and investing a little bit.
Yeah, it's approximately 13,000 square feet. There's a motor court, four-car garage, like this pool with a spa, and a total full-on outdoor cabana with a big kitchen. Wow. So they don't have to leave their pool to go eat.
And it costs $13 million, huh?
$13.2.
All right, what else you got?
So it turns out Elon Musk cannot name his baby XAA12 or whatever it is he was wanting to name his baby because it's against California law to include numbers or symbols in a name. The law states that it must include the 26 letters of the English alphabet, and that is it.
You know, I saw that. I didn't know how to say it when I saw it.
No, I can't either. Yeah. It's like XAA. But turns out it's named after some CIA spy plane that was used during the Cold War, so that's why they like the name, but
whatever happened to naming your kid after like Uncle Ricky, you know? It's, I guess the old, just not like the good old days. All right, what else, Amy? Give me one more.
Okay, so some people were surveyed and asked, like, what are the hardest jobs out there? And I have some of the answers. These are what we think are super hard jobs.
All right, at number five.
Firefighter.
Yeah, I don't have the guts to do that. Very hard job. Number four.
Police officer.
Same. I'm thankful for all the police officers out there because, again, I don't have the guts to do that. Number three.
Paramedic.
Couldn't look at all the blood. You're saving lives. I would just run away. Number two.
Doctor.
Not smart enough. Number one.
Nurse.
Yeah, especially right now. You're seeing like crazy. They are in the mix right there. So those are the hardest working jobs, huh?
Yeah, according to people, like not people that are in those jobs. They're not saying, hey, I have a hard job.
Oh, we look at those jobs as the hardest ones.
Yeah, it's like if you and I were surveyed, that's, you know, we would probably put, well, all five of those.
Yeah, and I would military and teacher. Listen, I roofed houses for a while. That stunk. I did maintenance on a golf course. That stunk. I was a waiter. That stunk. Everything I did stunk. I was what they would call a grunt. But yeah.
You know what makes the top 10 list is Bomb Squad. I'm like, oh, yeah. What was that movie with Matt Damon? Oh,
I never saw it.
Oh, you did? Bobby, I don't know what it is called, but you need to go see that. It is so good.
Movie Mike, do you know what movie she's talking about over there?
I'm not sure.
Is it the one where he had the
Hurt Locker?
Yes, okay.
That wasn't Matt Damon.
It wasn't?
Was like Jeremy Renner, wasn't it?
Whatever, tomato, tomato.
Okay, there you go. Amy, wrap it up.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
All right, let's hear from Joe in Texas.
Hey, Bobby, Amy, and everyone else on the show. I wanted to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Eva, who is a nurse practitioner. And since it is Nurse Appreciation Week, I was hoping, Bobby, if you can give a shout out to my girlfriend, Eva. She is one of the most hardworking and passionate and caring nurse practitioners in the field that I know. We are huge fans of your show, and we even listen to your podcast. Thanks again, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks for the call, Eva. You're amazing. There you go. It's from Joe. Big shout out from him and us. Here is Autumn in Michigan.
I just wanted to say how much I really like Scuba Steve. He doesn't talk much, but when I hear him laughing in the background, I love it. He always makes me laugh. And also, I was wondering if you could bring back Monday Morning Confession. They always make me feel better about myself. I have a 3-year-old boy, and sometimes he doesn't like to settle down and go to sleep at night. He likes to get out of bed and go out of his room and grab a toy or something like that. I tell him that there might be ghosts out in the living room and that he needs to stay in his room. And he always runs back up into his bed and snuggles into his covers. Am I horrible or what?
Yeah.
Two things. One, Scuba Steve laughing in the background makes me laugh too. Like, I love people with a smiley, positive energy, and Scuba Steve is definitely that. When he laughs, we all laugh. Larry is right there.
Hey, Scuba.
When you laugh, we all laugh. And then about your son, Amy, is she awful or no?
I mean, I get it. Sometimes you have to say things, but I feel like that one, I personally would stay away from that one because I don't want my son to be scared of ghosts. And then, I mean, you just got to think later in life, like he's going to be married and he's going to be telling his wife, no, don't go in the hall at night. The ghosts are going to come out. It's not setting him up for success, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get some sleep.
I tell you what we can do. We can put on the voicemail line for people to call and give their Monday morning confessions for Monday's show. Why don't we do that? So if you have a Monday morning confession, well, you can call us now or over the weekend, 877-77-BOBBY. We'll play them back on Monday. We can't take the live callers, but we can play them back. So, yeah, that's cool. So if you have a confession like she did, she tells her son. It can be a mom confession, a work confession. Monday morning confessions right there. If you're driving in Georgia right now, I would just be a little more aware because nearly 20,000 teens in Georgia have received their driver's licenses without a road test. Because if you remember, the governor goes, well, we got to make sure these kids can still get their licenses and we just trust their parents. So as long as they have a permission slip signed, they can have a driver's license. Crazy, right, Amy?
Totally crazy. I can't even believe that is a thing.
On Wednesday, the state's Department of Driver Services released just how many teens had their permits upgraded to driver's test since they didn't have to drive and only their parents had to sign. And that was 19,483 teens. Wisconsin is going to start waiving road tests. They'll start doing the same thing for 16 and 17-year-olds starting Monday. So I understand why they have to do it. But, man, I always talk about your head being on a swivel, looking out for other people. If I was driving in Georgia or Wisconsin, I'd be looking out for all the idiot teenagers. I can't believe I was able to drive. And I was super responsible at 16. But just to think how dumb we were at 16, driving a big old car around, isn't it crazy to think about?
Yeah, no, it's crazy once you, and a lot of parents can relate to this probably. Like, I look at my daughter, and I can't believe in 3 years she'll be driving. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
But she
way
will,
she's
and there is a way. Yes.
It.
Yeah, crazy.
I know, but it just seems so bizarre.
You know, we had a lot of listeners who've called over the past couple days about how they used to not like the show. You know, we go through this. We're not claiming that, you know, we're not a syndicated show. But we talked about how we weren't a syndicated show. No one put us together. We started as a small local show, and we grew, and slowly but surely. We were never just, like, slammed down as a national show. We were the little engine that could. And when we go into places, people don't like us at first because we don't sound like professional broadcasters, because we're not. But here is Sherry talking about that whole situation.
I was just calling because you asked on the show for people to call in who previously hated the show, and I 100% hated y'all's show when I first listened to it. I thought Lunchbox was so annoying. My boyfriend made me listen to y'all continuously, and it was just like nails on a chalkboard to me. But I ended up loving you guys, because you're right. If you just give it a little bit of time, if you give it a week, you will end up loving the show. And I 100% love Lunchbox now. He's definitely my favorite. Okay, thank you.
All right, just give it a week. Everybody in Portland, everybody in Syracuse, everybody in Knoxville, we're doing this together. Here's Beth in Richmond, Virginia.
I have a confession that when you all came to Richmond and took over the K95 morning show, I was a reluctant listener just because I had gotten used to the hosts that were on our morning show, and you were right, your show sounded a lot different. But once I gave it a chance and listened to you guys, I couldn't imagine not listening to you driving to work. So I would just say give it a chance, and you all definitely will become the Portland listener's new friends, just like you became mine.
Thank you. We appreciate those calls. We love those calls. Thank you for calling.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Mother's Day's on Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms and stepmoms and foster moms and grandmoms and anybody that's just being a mom. Like, happy Mother's Day to you. Amy, I have 5 TV moms. See how many you can get, okay?
Okay.
Claire Dumphy is the TV mom on what show?
Oh, I don't watch the show. Wells Adams is married to the girl.
I don't think they're married.
The kid on there. Are they engaged? Oh, Modern Family.
Correct.
Phew.
Deborah Barone is the mom on what show?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Nice, good.
Hi, so a lot of people give me crap, but I'm Raymond and
Shut up, Ray.
And everybody loves Raymond.
That was the brother.
How about Vivian Banks, Amy?
Fresh Prince.
Nice. How about Jill Taylor?
Home Improvement.
That's right. Good. And then I'll give you one more that was going to be the sudden death. Marion Cunningham.
Come on, Amy.
Hold on. Oh, That 70s Show?
No, Happy Days.
No! Sorry. Oh!
What's up with
Same
you? What's up with you on Sunday? No.
I mean, I guess my husband's kind of making it a surprise. I mean, all I know is that I will get some alone time, which is what I wanted. And I mean, I just put out there I would enjoy a quiet house. Nobody saying mom, even though that's what you want for Mother's Day. Like, I want it to be divided into two. Some family time, and then also maybe I get to take a bath and just watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or something.
How long would you like them to be gone?
5 hours.
Oh.
Wow.
I mean, I'm asking a real question. Are you kidding or no? I don't know if you're kidding.
No, I'm not, but it'll probably be more like one.
So you would like a full half day alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's fine. If it's 1 hour, it's fine. Hour and a half. I'll take it.
Don't negotiate with me. I'm not the one that's...
I know. I just don't know what they would go do because there's... They can't... I mean, I don't know. It depends on the weather. Like, if it's nice, I guess they'll go get some food and maybe go to the park, figure it out.
5 hours, they could drive to Arkansas.
Maybe they will.
Take a trip to Little Rock.
I'll suggest that.
This article says the two ways to keep your marriage healthy. One, don't point out the other's mistakes. And two, don't argue about money. Now, in theory, don't those seem right, Amy? But it seems like that's hard to just go, I'm not going to point out a mistake and we're not going to argue about money, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think at some point, you can lay the ground rules, but you might be a little bit guilty of it happening anyway, because it's so easy for stuff like that to happen. Like the nagging, I feel like sometimes I get in a pattern where I nag a little bit and then I have to go back and ask for forgiveness. Like, sorry, I don't know why I'm pointing out all the things you do that annoy me.
What does he do that annoys you the most?
Oh, like his fork to his teeth, clang every bite he takes. And he doesn't even notice it. That's why I feel bad, too, is because he's like, he doesn't notice it. And then he does it again, and I look at him. I'm like, did you hear it that time? And he's like, did I do it? I don't know. Yeah. So, I mean, there's that.
What I've started to do that's annoying Caitlin is, and it's not good. I'm a little embarrassed to share this story because whatever, it doesn't matter. We're all friends here. If we're asleep and I wake up, I just feel like she should be awake with me in the middle of the night. Uh-huh. It's not a good...
That's rude.
It's very rude. I know.
So what do? You just nudge her?
Well, I'll do things like, I'll blow on her face a little bit. I'll poke
That's
her.
That's rude.
I know.
That's so rude.
I know.
I just...
That's not good.
We just said we were all friends here.
That's messed up.
Yeah,
man.
No, this is a safe place, but that's.
But I get,
you're not.
I get lonely, and so I won't just like shake her and wake her up, but I'll just like, you know, kind of like poke on her a little bit, and then she'll wake up, and I'll go, "Oh, you're awake too."
Oh, that is so wrong.
I know.
You're disrupting her sleep.
I know. I'm not proud of it. I'm sorry, and I'm
that's
gonna get
worse
better.
Than nagging.
I know. I know. Well, I don't do it a lot, but because I don't wake up in the middle of the night a lot, but I do. I have to get better at that. Should I ask for forgiveness or should I just get better?
I would get better, and if you do it again, then you ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, just stop right now. Like, don't do that again.
Eddie, stop that.
Okay, I'm done with me. I thought I would share, now I'm getting attacked. Eddie, what's the most annoying thing you do to your wife?
Well, what's crazy is that I'm pretty sure we argued about money last night, and we also I did point out that I don't like it when she crunches ice while we were trying to watch TV again. So the two things that we've talked about, I did last night. I don't know, man.
And nagging.
Not a good place.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Kent Chambers has been teaching math at an Alabama high school since 1986. So he still has a job, still getting a little bit of a paycheck, but he got a stimulus check and he was like, what can I do to give back? So he knew some of his students were in need. So he anonymously paid $600 to cover 3 electric bills for 3 of his students.
Oh, wow. That is generous, man, to take your check that he sent you and just go, because it's not like the guy's a multimillionaire. He's a teacher. That's awesome. That is what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude.
I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
I have a PlayStation 4 and I play NBA 2K20 sometimes. And somebody left a voicemail. I don't know if they've really played against me or not, but here's the clip.
Hey, yeah, this message for Bobby Bones Show on NBA 2K20. I heard you talking smack and just want to let you know that your game's trash, your rebounds are trash, your defense is trash, and your whole game is trash. So before you start talking stuff, make sure you know that your display name is not on the website. Thank you.
That's why I talk trash. My name is really large underneath my human character. This guy hasn't played with me because I'm not trash. And if you're anonymous, come on, bro. That's fun, though. I like that. I don't even look at people's names and go, I wonder how I could search them out. But my name is Bobby Bone Show on there. You can find me. But mostly, I don't play with adults. It's always like 12-year-olds, so I turn off their mics where they can only hear me. Because I don't need to hear kids talking to me for the most part. Sometimes, I told you that one time, me and like a 12-year-old, we're running the courts on the playground together.
So weird.
Yeah. All right. Enough. There's an Instagram model who's claiming her photos are used for catfishing more than anyone else's. Model Allison Parker, who claims she's the most imitated person on Instagram, is sick of people pretending to be her and stealing her photos, and she says it's costing her money. She is at dot Allison Parker 22. Wait, at Allison.Parker 22. And she's one of these curve models, Amy. And she says it costs her over $1 million a year in income. Isn't that crazy?
Dang, that's a lot.
That she's making that kind of money, first of all. Not even that she's losing it. Let me see what she looks like, because I may have dated her.
It's very...
Say it again.
Oh, no. That's not for
me. Seen her before, Bones?
That's not for me. That's not for me.
I thought you were going to say, like, oh, yeah, I've seen pictures of her before.
We dated online for about a year. I would just send her money. Check out the podcast today. Morgan, number two, are you standing by?
Yeah, I'm over here. We had Tim McGraw on the show today talking about his new song.
Yeah, his new song. If his daughter thinks he's cool, because she's getting a little older. One of his daughters is 23 now. We talked about that. His pool, his fancy pool at his house that was on TV. Your microphone sounds great today, by the way, Morgan. Look at that.
Oh, I'm glad. That means my fort is holding up very well.
All right, what else you got?
The show shared things they do that annoy their significant others.
Yeah, and I was not planning on really doing this segment. We kind of just walked into it. And what I think I shared the one that was looked at as the worst of all of them. Although Amy didn't share one about her. She just shared one about her husband to her.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were asking.
Yeah, I know, but we kind of volunteered. We wanted to make ourselves look
okay,
bad.
Okay, well then, I'll volunteer that I am annoying when I nag. I have a problem if I can't stop thinking about it. I keep bringing it up, and I'm not good at. There's maybe another way I could go about it.
Okay.
I'll ask him what I do.
Yeah, do that. Do that. All right, what else, Morgan?
Okay.
Some listeners called in to share their stories about how they didn't used to like the show, but now they do.
Okay, and finally?
And Amy shared what she really wants to do for Mother's Day.
Yeah, and when she said it, we all were like, wow, that might be asking a little too much. But you can hear it back on the podcast. We did. We all were like, you want that. Okay, so that's that. Hope you have a great weekend. We have a lot of guests next week, huh? Hey, Mike, who do we have lined up next week, guest-wise?
Let me pull up the list.
I know our buddy Travis Denning is shooting for a number one song, which is crazy. And he may break a record for the song on the chart the longest. It's been on over a year.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's been climbing so slow, but he's still, like, fighting it out. And Travis Denning was a guest host of ours when Lunchbox went out on paternity leave. But he's going to be on next week?
Yep.
Who else?
Chrissy Metz.
Chrissy Metz from This Is Us.
Oh, awesome.
It's going to be on. And you know who Scuba hit me about? Hey, Scuba, is George Costanza still coming on the show?
Jason Alexander, yeah, they're confirming next week for a date and time that works for him. So, yeah, I'll get back to you on that.
Wow, that'd be amazing.
Come on. Okay, anybody else, Mike?
Yeah. That's it.
We don't know yet? Okay, that's next week. All right, you guys, appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day, all the moms out there. And we will see you guys Monday. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.